I am a Satanist. I follow the Lord Satan. This is the words of a young man that he said to the Gideons as they were doing a college distribution. The Gideons were distributing testaments at a college. And as this man walked by, he didn't realize what he got, what he took. He looked at that testament and he was mad because he was a Satan worshiper. And he hollered at the Gideons and argued with them. And he said, I'm going to show you what I think about your testament. Took a cigarette lighter out of his pocket and tried to light that testament on fire. After a couple minutes, that testament just wouldn't burn. That frightened this young man. He quieted down because he had never seen anything like that before. He quickly left. After about 15 minutes, he came back and he apologized. He realized it must be a supernatural book. The men began to share with this young man, witness to him, and shared the gospel message with him. And as they reused the testament that they had given him. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Gideon Testaments. In the back cover, we have the plan of salvation. It talks about how God loves us and that we're sinners, God's remedy for sin, and how that we can be saved. As he continued shared with him, the Spirit of God worked his heart, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Right there on the college campus, they bowed their heads, and they prayed together. But that's not the end of the story. A short distance off, three other students were standing watching. And after the Satanists left, these three men came and talked to the Gideons and said, what just went on? That fellow that you just prayed with is a well-known Satanist. And the Gideons had the opportunity to share with these three students also. And the Spirit of God worked in their heart. And all three of them became Christians also. I'd like to think the testaments that were distributed on that campus were given as a result of a church like yours. The Gideons are just another missionary arm of your church. For many of you, when you hear the word Gideons, you think of the Bible that you may have seen in a motel room. Before I was a Gideon, that's what I thought of. I just thought the Bible's in the motel room and it didn't mean a whole lot to me. I mean, I honored the thought of it, but there's more to the Gideons than that. Since the inception, or conception of the Gideon ministry in 1899, the object of the Gideons has to win others to Christ by helping Christian, business, and professional men strengthen their testimony and increase their influence for Christ in their homes, workplaces, and churches, as we are personal witnesses that we associate with other people. It wasn't until 1908 that the Gideons started distributing God's Word. Many of you are familiar with the Bibles that are placed in the motels and hotels, as I just mentioned. The hospitals, nursing homes, the Bibles and Testaments that are placed in the highways and the byways of life. Testaments that are distributed to students, whether it be in grade school, high school, or college campuses, to prisoners, those in the police and fire, as well as medical personnel, and those that are involved in the armed forces. Yes, with COVID, our ministry has been somewhat hampered this year, just like a lot of other things. But we still had the opportunity to go into the motels in Yankton and check to make sure there's a good copy in each room. We've had the opportunity to go to the middle school here in Yankton and do a distribution there. We were not able to go to the college campuses in Vermilion and Yankton because they weren't allowing us on campuses. And in the past years, we've gone to the correctional facility in Springfield, where we would distribute between 500 and 600 testaments each year. I mentioned we go to the motel rooms to make sure there's a copy, a good copy in each room. The reason we do that, sometimes Bibles are destroyed or they're hampered. I have a Bible here on the outside. It looks great. I took this out of a motel room here in Yankton. And in inside cover it says, "All religions are fairy tales." And then there's a sticker in here put in by somebody, "Freedom from Religious Foundation." And I'd like to read just one paragraph that sticker says. "Read the Bible for yourself. You will find the story of Gideon and Judges, chapters 6 through 9. The tale of Gideon is just one of many horror stories in the Bible. A book that glorifies behavior you abhor. Millions of people have been hoodwinked by what their clergy and leaders have told them about the Bible. Make up your own mind about the Bible. Read it for yourself." And that's why we make an effort to check the Bible in each room so that people aren't led astray. I mentioned about the testimonies that we have. In the front cover, we have what we call the helps pages, where it gives promises that can direct us as we go through problems in our life, whether we are having problems with doubt, insecurity, hopelessness. It gives scripture references and then the page where you can find it. And of course, I mentioned the plan of salvation in the back cover. Today, the Gideons are organized in 200 countries, distributing the word in 100 different languages. Prior to COVID, we would distribute between 65 and 70 million scriptures every year. That translates into two testaments being distributed every second. But the Gideon ministry continues to go on, even though we struggled with COVID. Gideons are not visitors in the country where they work. They do not travel to their country. They are local citizens. They know the language. They know the culture. As they share with God's word, their God's word with neighbors, families, and friends. Gideons have what we call scripture blitzes, where we make a concentrated effort to go to a set city and do distributions. There was a scripture blitz scheduled for November of 2020 for 5 days. They have plans to distribute 250,000 copies of God's word. There were men that were lined up to travel into that country to help the local Gideons to do in that their effort. But because of COVID, of course, you know they couldn't go. So the Gideons of Cameroon had to make a decision. What were they going to do? Should they cancel the blitz or should they go on? Counting and trusting on God's grace, the local people, the local Gideons, committed themselves to moving forward. 1 month before the blitz was to take place, the Gideons began chain praying because they knew there were many false religions and there was spiritual and physical strength. They needed spiritual and physical strength for the Lord's guidance and leading. God used 80 Gideons and auxiliary to reach more than 259,000 people with the gospel message as they went to schools, colleges, and prisons. They claimed Psalms 37, verse 5. "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act." When one Gideon or auxiliary got sick, God provided another to take their place. A few years back, I myself had the opportunity to travel to the country of Uganda for 2 weeks to help, along with 23 other men from other countries, to help the Gideons in Uganda do a scripture distribution there. And you may or may not know Uganda is a poverty-stricken nation like a lot of countries in Africa. As we were there, On Sunday morning, we did a church service, just like we're doing this morning. The first Sunday I was there, I spoke at four different services, sharing about the Gideon ministry. High percentage of, or 60% of the people in Uganda are under the age of 20 years of age. So a lot of distributions take place to fifth graders through colleges. That's the age limit that we strive for. So we go into a classroom, and we got to go right into the classrooms. And as we went into the classrooms, we had the opportunity to go through the Plan of Salvation with the students before we even did a distribution. The students were overjoyed to get those testaments because for many of them, it was the first book that they ever had because of the poverty. And the teachers would use those testaments as reading books. And of course, as they used them, they read about God's saving grace. Being a poverty-stricken nation, they didn't have, or a large percentage of the population does not have vehicles. So sometimes we even had to hire taxis to get around from one part of the city to another. I had the opportunity one day to go to a police station and do a distribution there. As we did the distribution, they flocked around me, each police officer wanting their own copy of God's Word. I've never seen an adult so hungry to receive a copy of God's Word. It's just like handing out candy to kids. That's how hungry they were for God's Word. I had teachers tell me they remember getting their testament when they were in grade school, and they were still using that same testament today. One teacher told me she didn't even think that the Gideons existed anymore because it had been so long since the Gideons had been to their school because of the large population and the inability to get around. John Wold, a Gideon from northern South Dakota, had the opportunity to go on a distribution much like I did, only he went to the country of the Philippines. One day they distributed testaments into 40 classrooms at a high school. The last classroom they went to had 18 hearing impaired students. With the help of a sign language teacher, he had the opportunity to go through the Plan of Salvation with those students. And after doing so, he indicated that he would pray a prayer that if they wanted to become Christians, they could. He prayed that prayer and said that told the students if you wanted to pray along, that's fine. After doing so, and closing the prayer, he asked the students if any of those had prayed that prayer. All 18 students indicated they had accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior as they prayed that prayer. And as the scripture was read this morning, when we place God's Word, we don't know what the fruit is going to be, that Bible that's placed in that motel or testament that's given out. We claim Isaiah 55:11, which you all know. It says, God's Word will not return void, but accomplish the purpose whereunto you sent it. Gideons are now legally distributing scriptures in the People's Republic of China on a limited basis. We thank God for the open doors in Asia where one out of three people live. We thank you for helping make this possible with your prayers and financial gifts. Eric Weber was in prison. He was facing a lengthy prison term because of a crime he had committed. One day the Gideons came through the jail of the prison where he was being held and offered him a testament. Eric looked at the Gideon and said, if I take that testament, I will use those pages as cigarette paper. The Gideon thought a minute. He said, I'll give you that testament if before you tear that page out, you'll read the words that are written on it. Eric accepted that challenge. The more he read, the more convicted he came nor he came to know the truth. The truth has set him free. Last I heard, Eric was in Rock Valley, Iowa, serving the Lord and working with a church that he started in that city. Don Zupke, another Gideon, had the opportunity to go to Nigeria for 2 weeks, where they distributed close to 500,000 copies of God's Word. The local Gideons in Nigeria were very protective of the Gideons that came in because of the hostility toward Christians in Nigeria. In fact, they went so far as they put curtains on the vans so the local Nigerians did not know that there were white Christians in that van. A couple months ago, a business that I do business with in the local town, the secretary's niece died in a car accident. She and her husband were not blessed with children. She's pretty close to her nieces and nephews. And I noticed that she was gone from business all the week that after the accident. So in the following week, I went in and there was nobody else in the store. And I said, "You had kind of a rough week last week." At first she kind of denied, and then she said, "Yeah, I did." And I took out that testament, and I showed her the helps on the front cover. She kind of looked at me, and she says, "I have a testament like that at home." She said, I really appreciate those helps. And she said, "I need to dig it back out. I've been reading my big Bible," which there's nothing wrong with. But she said, "Those helps really lead me to put verses that I need to look up." On another college distribution, the Gideons were doing a distribution, and the student walked by, and he kind of shunned the Gideons. He didn't want a testament. He walked a little ways, he turned around and came back. He says, "What do you got there?" And the Gideon showed him the testament, and they shared with him, and the Spirit of God worked, and he became a Christian. He accepted Christ because of what they shared and of the power of God's Word. And then he shared with the Gideons. He said, "You know, this morning, I had in my mind that I was going to take my life." And he told them that just not too far away was a bridge from where they were standing. And his intention was to jump off that bridge. But now he had a new lease on life because of the power of God's Word. In the back of your church in the hallway, you have a card rack. And it are in recognition and in memory cards. These cards are free. Feel free to use them. As you use these cards, you can donate scripture in honor or in sympathy of that special person. This is a unique way, a memorable way, to reach others with God's Word by using a greeting card. A Bible like this costs $5, has a life expectancy of approximately 6.5 years. During that 6.5 year lifespan, each Bible has the potential to reach 2,300 people with the gospel message or to encourage the reader in their walk with God. This past September, my dad died. The Lord called him home after 94 good years. Days that followed his funeral, memorials came in, and the memorials were designated toward the Gideons. There was enough money given in memory of Dad to purchase 155 Bibles. Those 155 Bibles, in their 6.5 year lifespan, has the potential to reach 350,000 people are going to be reached with the plan of salvation because the Lord called that home. One of the fastest growing aspects of the ministry is the Life Book movement. This is the life book. It is printed in the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Luke. Working through youth pastors, students have an opportunity to do an in-school, student-to-student distribution of the gospel to their peers. Since its program's conception in 2010, 29 million copies of these booklets have been given out. We'll be standing at the back of the church this morning, or not standing, but there'll be an offering prayed at the back of the church this morning to receive anything the Lord might lead you to give to the Gideon ministry. As I say that, I would like to say that when Gideons travel, like when I went to Uganda or other Gideons go to other countries, we pay all our own travel expenses so that funds that are collected at church services like this go for the purchase of scriptures. We like to be good stewards of the money that you give to us. The Gideons have a friends program. Maybe you would like to be a friend of the Gideons. If you sign up to be a friend of the Gideons, you can be a prayer partner, or each month you will get a prayer calendar that indicates things that you can pray for in the Gideon ministry, as well as you receive monthly updates. Maybe you would like to be a financial partner. For $10 a month, you can get 10 testaments like the Gideons have that you can use in your own spiritual walk as you witness to others. As I mentioned, we'll be standing at the back of the church. There will be an offering plate at the back of the church. But more important than that, pray for the ministry. Pray for the safety of these men as they travel around the world. The day before we left, or the day that we left Uganda, one of the Gideons tripped and fell on some steps in the motel room. The steps weren't evenly spaced like they are in the United States, because it's just the way things are in Africa. Stuck out his hand to catch himself, broke two fingers and split his hand open. They took him to an emergency room, bandaged him up kind of crudely, and offered him some intravenous pain medication, which he declined because he was afraid of a dirty needle. And this is the gospel truth: they had chased the cat out of the room before they could work on him. And that is, things the way it is in Africa. They aren't as sanitary. Anyway, it was about a day and a half later when we got back to the States. His wife met him at the airport, was going to take him to the hospital to further treat that hand. Well, while he was gone, he had a new grandbaby that was born. He wanted to stop at another hospital and see his grandbaby first. So I said, no, we're taking you to the hospital where you're supposed to go. And he was hospitalized for 7 days, where they had to use high-power drugs. They called the Center for Control of Infectious Disease how to treat him. Doctors later shared with him that if he'd gone to see that grandbaby, there was potential that baby could have got that infection and likely died. That's why I tell you to pray for the safety of these men as they travel. Situations like that, sometimes we come in contact with food or water that are not sanitary, that aren't up to the same standards that we have in the United States. So pray for the safety of these men. And as I close, you're probably wondering why he bought this box up. This is the box I bought back from Uganda. And it's just got the names of the guys on my team that we worked there. I kind of brought it back as a memorial, but I brought it along this morning to kind of give you an idea. When we were in Uganda, we emptied 4,000, 4,500 boxes like this. We distributed 451,000 testaments. There's 100 testaments in each box. And this morning, I think Dave was talking about the country of India and the need there, as we hear about the need in India with COVID. Well, India is the fastest growing country in the world right now as far as the Gideon ministry is concerned. Right now, India has a scripture order for 2,880,000 copies of God's word. Brazil has an order in for 1,160,000. Vietnam, 200,000. Russia, 100,000. Those new scriptures right now can't be shipped because the funds aren't there. Gideons aren't financed by borrowing money from a bank. Those testaments that are on order amount to 47,000 boxes like this. People are hungry for the word of God. Even if you can't support the ministry financially, uphold it in prayer. James 5:16 says, effectual fervent prayer for righteous man availeth much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Doug. We have a Gideon in our church, Don Veldhaus, and I know Bruce did some work with the Gideons in the past. Anybody else do some work with the Gideons? Dan Crick, and so we appreciate all the work that has been going on. I remember when I went to the Air Force, my first Gideon Bible was when I hit billeting just prior to tech training, so it was a good thing to see a Gideon Bible and the word Gideon in there. I don't know, just a reminder of Gideon's story. He had to be brave. K.P. Yohanan wrote a book called The Revolution and World Missions. And in that book, the theme of the book was that the communists conquered Asia, and in particular India in a large way, for a time there. And how they did it, the primary way they did it, was not building hospitals. It was not sending bread. It was not giving this or that. It was they send out a leaflet. They send out the word of the communist doctrine saying, let's come together and we can make it. And K.P. Yohanan's theme there is that the word of God needs to get into Asia. The word of God needs to get into the world. So now think about this. You plant that seed of the word, like Jesus said, and the Holy Spirit comes, and together that seed grows. It can't happen without the word of God. So we're very grateful for the Gideons and their work and the work of this church to do that. So let's pray for them. The church will provide a check. Gary will write a check for the Gideons. And then, again, like Doug said, there's a plate in the back. Please be generous in your giving. Lord, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful for the opportunity to come to you. And we only came to you because you first called us. We heard your word, and we're very grateful. Thank you so much for the Gideons. We pray a special blessing on them today as they go forward, Lord God, in this time in particular where the people of this world are crying for help and they need the word of God first and foremost. So Lord, bless them and keep them in Jesus' name. Amen.